Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Nish from the Abundant Life, and we are tuning in to have conversation from inside out with Velu Scalazo. And we are going to touch a very interesting topic today. It's about childhood conditioning and how our childhood affects and impacts our adult life. So I will let the expert speak. So Veluska, can you please bring some light to this topic? What is childhood conditioning?
Thank you, Nish. Childhood conditionings are at the core of your adult behaviors. Everything that you are as an adult is linked to your childhood, because that's the place where you birth your beliefs and your perceptions. All the programs that run your current behaviors, the way that you fear things, what triggers you, the things that you love, the things that drive you to make the life choices that you make, it's all linked into your childhood.
Oh my God. So
all the emotional patterns that you have and how you relate to the world is linked to your belief system. And that belief system is developed at a very young age, from age 0 to about 9 or 10. And you learn that from your caregivers and your environment. So think of it as, think of your brain as a computer. And at that very young age, the computer is a clean slate. And right. It's constantly programming. It's constantly coding. It's like sucking all the information. It's almost like when you're young, your brain is in a hypnosis state. Very susceptible to everything. And everything that we see and hear on a consistent basis from our caregivers, our parents, our school teachers, you know, whoever is in that role, it becomes a program into our minds.
So we are just
our belief system.
So we are a reflection of our childhood in our adult life.
Sorry?
Be a reflection or a mirror of our childhood in our adult life.
Yes, you are. Everything that affects you as an adult is linked to your childhood, whether you want to believe it or not. Everything is rooted there. So if you're someone who's looking at changing or healing any aspect of your life, I personally would suggest that, you know, healing your childhood wounds will be the place to start.
So why is it so important that we have to heal our childhood conditioning? I mean, you know, can we just not heal our adult life instead of going back to our childhood?
You can't, because the way you look at the world, you know, your belief system was made in your childhood. Right.
Okay.
So you can't change your limiting beliefs unless you go back to the root. And it's
right.
Very important to identify and to heal your childhood conditioning, because it's going to continue to show in your life. It's going to continue to hurt you and manifest in a lot of unwanted ways. Over time, when you don't heal these childhood conditionings, it can manifest as an illness in your body. Every disease, every illness in our body has an emotional and energetic component attached to it. So it's an imbalance. And what happens is that in our childhood, when we hear our primary caregiver tell us, you're a bad boy, bad girl, you can't do that, you're not smart enough, right? You're dumb. As a child, when we hear that consistently, it gets stored into our brain. It holds an emotional charge. And we store that not only in our brain, but at the cellular level as well. And so if you don't heal those, either they become an illness, or you're going to attract situations, events, and people into your life that are going to mirror those experiences that you had as a child. So if you grew up with a caregiver that you felt neglected you or didn't love you enough, as an adult, you're going to find relationships that are going to neglect you, you're going to attract relationships that are not going to be there, you know, that are going to be emotionally unavailable, that are going to hurt you and eventually betray you. Why? Why do we do that? Consciously, we would never want that. But you see, everything that we learned in our childhood from our caregivers goes to our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is running 95% of our actions as adults, right? And the subconscious mind doesn't make, like, it can't discern any, it doesn't know the difference between space and time. So if at the age of 4, I was told that I was not good enough, like, I remember I was not good enough in math. Till today, I feel I am not good enough in math, because the subconscious mind doesn't care that that was done to me 30 years ago. You could have said that to me yesterday. To the subconscious mind, is the same. So that's why it's so important for any healing to happen in your life, to address your inner child, to go back in time and identify what your imprints are.
So I mentioned to you last time that I had asthma for 25 years, and I got cured with homeopathy, and she finally told me what was my emotional problem from childhood, which is what caused me this serious problem. So I guess there's a lot of disease that is happening in our lives because of something that has happened in the childhood, not physically healthy. So how do we go about identifying our childhood conditioning? How does one do that?
Well, I am not a psychologist, so I could only speak from my own experience and the things that I have tried. And I know there's a lot of literature and books on inner child and specialists that can tell you everything, but I can only speak from what I did on my path to healing my own life. Is that I created a list. I have 4 caregivers in my life, my mother, my father, my nanny, and my grandmother. I lived with my grandmother when we were young. My parents were 18 and 19 when they had me. My dad was still in medical school. So my mother had to work night and day to support the home. My grandma was a widower. She had 5 kids. They were adults, but, you know, she still had to work a lot and she traveled a great deal. So really my primary caregiver was my nanny.
Okay.
Right. So what I had to do is I had to write down for each caregiver, what were the characteristics that I didn't like? What did I dislike the most for each of them? I then had to write next to each, how did those characteristics make me feel? Not as the adult in me right now that can understand, you know, and analyze the reasons why they did what they did. No, you have to write it as a child of, you know, 7 or 10, you know, and write down how they make you feel. And then you have to also identify what were the things that you needed the most as a child from each of those caregivers. That starts to give you an idea of what your imprints are.
Okay. And you said something interesting, that we attract what we didn't have, something to that effect you said, told me earlier.
Yes. So when I was doing the work and I was doing research, the shocking revelation that I learned is that we attract people that have the qualities that we dislike the most from our caregivers.
Dislike the most.
That we dislike the most from our caregivers. And why? Because the subconscious mind is used to it. That is what's familiar to the subconscious mind. So if you are a child that grew up seeing your parents fight, and your father, you know, getting drunk and hitting your mother and calling her names, you're going to tend to find relationships. It's crazy. You're going to find relationships where you're going to be physically abused or verbally abused. Even though consciously you will never want to repeat what your mother went through, it's 2 choices. You either go the opposite way or you repeat the pattern. Right? Because to your subconscious mind, it's what he knows. That's familiar. Right? So you really want to go back in time and heal those, because then you're going to continue to repeat the same patterns that are going to hurt you. The pattern is there to show you the parts of you that need healing.
So basically, people do this because that is just because it's familiar.
Absolutely. Anything that's familiar to your subconscious mind, it feels, okay, wait a minute, I know this is wrong, but in some weird way, this is familiar. I'm used to this. Oh, I remember this, so it must be okay. So if you're a child who felt abandoned for any reason, right, you're going to attract situations and people into your life that will abandon you. And, you know, a lot of our imprints show up in really strange ways as an adult. Like the way we make decisions, the way we react to things, you will be shocked when you start linking them to those things in life. I'll have to give an example so people, you know, are able to connect.
Yes.
I always felt abandoned. My mother was not home, right? Because she had to work. So I felt abandoned. Every day she was gone, I felt abandoned. My nanny, who was like my mother, she was very young. And whenever she got into a fight with my mother, she would take off for weeks at a time. And I would go into such withdrawal. I wouldn't eat. My parents had to go find her and beg her to return. So I felt abandoned. My dad was in medical school. So often he would have to, you know, leave because the university was in a different city. I was living in an island. So my dad had to, you know, go back and forth. So I felt abandoned. And in my young mind, I learned to associate that the people that I loved the most, the people that I needed the most, were always going to leave me. So as an adult, okay, I went into relationships guarded. I never allowed myself to fully love, to fully belong to someone, because that was my way of protecting me.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, the best way to protect myself is by not fully loving anyone, by not being open-hearted, by not being vulnerable, because eventually they're going to leave me, right? So in my subconscious mind, the thought that the person that I love was going to leave me was a very big possibility because of my childhood imprint.
This is unbelievable. This is incredible. I'm really fascinated, and it's really shocking, because I think I'm going to sit back after this and start writing this down and thinking about what has happened to me when I was a kid and how it's impacted me today. So, you know, and I'm all of 16, you know, so yeah. So yeah,
exactly. I think it's, you know, very important. Like I said, if you're looking at healing any aspect of your life, you need to go back and heal the child. And after doing a lot of regression work and, you know, visualizing, you know, going back in time when I was that young, you know, you learn to, you can't change what happened, but you can go back in time in your own mind and address your inner child and give that child whatever it is that you needed and you didn't get. So if it's love that you lacked, then you give that child love. If it's security and protection, then you go back and you talk to that child and you give that child what you need. And what happens is it completely will shift your life. You know, I was someone that always looked for relationships where I could be the savior, where I could be the protector, right? And, you know, if I do all of that, they will never leave me. You know, this man is going to love me so much because I just protect him all the time. Well, no, it doesn't happen that way. And what I realized is that all the fears that I had in my mind weren't real. Right? I was not going to be abandoned. I wasn't alone. I was loved by my mother. I just didn't know it. Right? So when I healed all those aspects of my childhood imprints, I realized that the only person that I needed to love, to protect, and to nurture was myself.
Wow. That's amazing. So does this, this healing help you to, does this recognition of this, does it impact relationship with the people in your past when you're a child? You know, does that bring in a lot of hurt? And after doing this, you know, understanding this, does that heal that relationship? Because people hold grudges against their parents sometimes. People hold grudges against somebody who has done them harm when they were a kid. So would that heal if they do this exercise?
It's an excellent question, Nish, and every person is different. You know, everyone, people have different traumas. For myself, again, I can only speak from my own experience, is what happens is when you start to identify the things that you didn't like and how they made you feel, I think the first reaction is to feel anger, to feel sad, to feel in some way betrayed or cheated. But then you also have to realize, as the adult in you now, that your parents were also victims of their own imprints that they received as childhood, in their childhood. And I think that's why our next episode, we're going to dedicate it to our children. As parents now, once you become aware of what your imprints were and how they affect your adult life, how can we, as parents that have the full awareness of our childhood limitations and our beliefs, how can we help our children? What are the imprints that we are already causing to our own children, and how do we heal those now while we can? So when they're adults, they don't have to do all the work themselves, because we are responsible. Ultimately, we're passing down our imprints onto them.
So I'm so looking forward to this.
You do feel anger towards your parents, but ultimately I'm assuming that if you're going to do the work of healing your inner child, is because you want to, get to a place of peace in your life. And you can't have peace. You can't heal any aspect of your life if you're not willing to also forgive.
Forgiveness goes, it's a part of the healing process, I guess, isn't it? Very much.
Yes, forgiveness is a huge component of healing your life. Forgiveness from your, for your caregivers, but also forgiveness for yourself and the choices that you have made in life, or the things that, or the choices you didn't make. Either way, forgiveness is a huge component. And just to always keep in mind that, like I said, your parents and my parents, they did the best they could with what they had, with the imprints that they were giving from their parents.
And I think all this is an emotional work. It has nothing to do with the mind, really, isn't it?
Sorry, come again?
All this work, basically, when you identify this is all emotional work coming from here rather than, coming from the place of your brain, isn't it?
I think the only place where you go for healing will be your heart and your soul, not your brain. The brain will respond to your soul, to your body. So, it is. It's work that you have to do. It's emotional work, absolutely.
I'm realizing that when I'm doing your experiment every day. So that's incredible. So thank you. So I think we will get back again and we will discuss about the children in the next episode. And I really think this is really going in a great place. And it's such a pleasure to talk to you and learn so many new things from you. I mean, today was a shocker what you told me. So thank you so much. And I really appreciate it. And you have a fantastic day, and let's talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Nish. Yes, I do look forward to speaking to you next week, and we will continue to discuss childhood imprints and how we are affecting our children as parents. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. This is fantastic. See you. Ciao. Have a lovely day.